Lesson 12. Nelson and Hardy. The life of Nelson abounds with illustrations of naval daring, but most of these are well known. One, however, narrated by Colonel Drinkwater Bethune, the historian of the Siege of Gibraltar and an eyewitness of what follows, is as well worthy of general fame as some of Nelson's more splendid achievements. It is the more interesting as, on this occasion, that personal affection for his more immediate followers, which in every case secured their devoted attachment to himself, was the inciting cause of a display of unwonted gallantry. Commodore Nelson, whose broad pendant at that time was hoisted in the Minerve, Captain Cockburn, got under way from Gibraltar on the 11th of February 1797 in order to join Sir John Jervis's fleet. The frigate had scarcely cast round from her anchorage when two of the three Spanish line of battleships in the upper part of Gibraltar Bay were observed also to be in motion. The headmost of the Spanish ships gaining on the frigate, the latter prepared for action, and the Minerve's situation every instant becoming more hazardous, Colonel Drinkwater asked Nelson his opinion as to the probability of an engagement. The hero said he thought it was very possible, as the headmost ship appeared to be a good sailor. But, he continued, looking at the broad pendant, before the Dons get hold of that bit of bunting, I will have a struggle with them, but sooner than give up the frigate, I will run her ashore. Captain Cockburn, who had been taking a view of the chasing enemy, now joined the Commodore and observed that there were no doubt of the headmost ship gaining on the frigate. At this moment dinner was announced, but before Nelson and his guests left the deck, orders were given to set the studding sails. Seated at dinner, Colonel Drinkwater was congratulating Lieutenant Hardy, who had lately been exchanged, on his being no longer a prisoner of war, when the sudden cry of a man overboard threw the dinner party into disorder.